study in prayer meetings.
Friendship.
Friendship, very good. Thank you. That's encouraging to know somebody remembered. We're studying friendship. I gave out a graph or a chart, you know, with the steps, and there's more of them over there if you need one. Remember again, there's a difference between a friend and an acquaintance. And if you start treating an acquaintance like a friend, you usually end up getting confused, disheartened, and because you're expecting something that level can't give. I also pointed out that there are different levels of friendship, and if you think to treat all of your friends the same, that's nice wanting to do that, but again, you can end up hurt and disappointed because different levels of friendship bring with them different responses and responsibilities. And so there may be, as we often call them, best friends. There are some things you can share with a best friend and it just stays very confidential in between you. But if you have another person that you would consider a friend, but you don't have that kind of close or intimate relationship, you may share something with them and they may feel free to share it with somebody else. And you say, well, why would they do that? Well, if you haven't developed to that confidential level in your relationship, that would be why. And you say, well, nobody ought to share anything with anybody else. That, yeah, well, they oughtn't to, but they do. And so, you know, your expectations can bring you problems. Another thing I've been stressing is we need to have friendliness with everybody, acquaintance or a friend. Friendliness, I mean, that's just, that's basic. And another thing I've emphasized is it takes time to build a friendship. don't assume things before you know you have a certain level of friendship with an individual. It takes time to build it. And then I also stress, don't rush the building of it. It takes time. And let some things develop naturally. If you force some things, it can be one-sided. And it's much better if a friendship develops and it's a two-way situation. Now, the first step we looked at was effort. Tonight, we're going to look at the next step, which is the step of being faithful. A friend is faithful with you, and you should be faithful with your friends. Okay? Now, you say, well, I don't have that level of relationship with a certain individual that I consider a friend, so I don't have to be faithful. No. It doesn't work that way. Okay? We need to be faithful with everyone. But a friend is the kind of situation where you need to be faithful. Look at verse, I'm in 1 Corinthians 13, if you'd like to turn there. 1 Corinthians 13. And when I was preaching on Sunday, I made reference to a verse in Colossians, I believe Colossians chapter 3, and it uses the term charity, and I encourage the people to leave the word charity there. And then I mentioned that if they go to 1 Corinthians 13, very commonly people will change it to love, but leave it charity, because charity is the character of love. And that was not the theme of my message, so I don't think I said anything more than that, but tried to plant a seed for this. All right, 1 Corinthians 13 and verse 8. Charity never faileth, but whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. We need to be faithful. Charity never faileth. And so our faithfulness needs to be consistent. It's Proverbs 17:17 that tells us that a friend loveth at all times and is born for what? Adversity. And so it is that when we run into adversity, when we run into those kind of situations that we would not choose to go into, if we have somebody who is a friend, they will be faithful and they will not fail us. And that's great to know. We're going to go into the next step now, which is kindness, okay? Because many of these connect together, these steps of building friendship. And verse 4 in 1 Corinthians 13, which says, charity suffereth long and is kind. Kind. And we need to, in having a friend relationship, we need to have kindness. And for certain, it should not fail. Okay? Because if we have a friend, we want to be faithful with them. Now listen, that friend may do some things that we don't approve of. That friend may do some things toward us that we don't approve of. But if I really consider them to be my friend, well then, number one, I'm going to be faithful to them. And number two is, I need to be kind to them. And we should not say, well, they did thus and such. There's nothing that erases the importance of my being kind to somebody that I consider a friend. Now, if an individual says, well, if they're going to act like that, then they're not my friend. No, you don't understand friendship. And what you really have it is acquaintanceship that you're calling friendship. Okay, because a friend loveth at all times, okay, and is born for adversity. And so they're doing some things, they're saying some things that you may not care for. A friend, Proverbs 27 and verse 6 tells us that the wounds of a friend. Okay, let's turn to Proverbs 27 and verse 6. Proverbs 27 and verse 6. 16. Did that at home and did it again. Proverbs 27. No, it is verse 6. I'm all mixed up. Faithful are the wounds of a friend, but the kisses of an enemy are deceitful. But faithful are the wounds of a friend. And so perhaps you have done something, and a friend comes to you and confronts you about it. Or maybe you've said something, and a friend comes to you and talks to you about it. Now, did you get the order there? Here you are, and you have a friend who's observed or heard you do something, and so they come to you. Or maybe somebody else said something, and they come to you to talk about it. They don't go to somebody else and talk about you. They come to you and talk about it, the wounds of a friend, because you don't want to hear that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. Nobody likes to be confronted about what they've done, what they've said. That's just not a pleasant thing. But if they're, because they're a friend, they're doing that. And it may begin with a question. Hey, I heard this and such. You want to shed some light on it? Rather than, you see, when you must talk to somebody about somebody, it is best to not approach it in an accusatory manner. Because if you approach somebody with something, accusing them, what do we do when we're accused of something? We defend ourselves. We throw a wall up. It's a natural instinct. Okay? So I'm not faulting a person for doing it, but if you are a friend to somebody and you observe or hear something, when you go to them, put it in the form of a question. Somebody told me thus and such, but I'm your friend, and so I wanted to ask you about it. And then let them respond, you say. And don't, you know, accuse them. Well, I heard you did thus and such. No, you're accurate, you heard, but that isn't necessarily the way to try and, you know, help the situation. So, the wounds of a friend, and the wounds of a friend are not destructive. Okay? They may be critical, all right, but they're not destructive. Critical in the sense of something we've said or done, and they are talking to us about it, and it's obvious they're not, they don't think this is a good thing. So they're critical in that sense, but not in a destructive sense. But then the next one, and with this we'll end, and I'm just going to state it. I'm not going to go into it. We need to put effort into building a friendship, and a friendship must involve being faithful both ways, two ways on the street. And then there needs to be kindness. You show kindness toward a person that you're a friend with, and they should be showing kindness to you, and that may involve, you know, speaking some things we'd rather not hear. But then the next level is understanding. A friend is understanding of you, and you, of course, must be understanding of a friend. Now, verse 7, back in 1 Corinthians 13, and verse 7, where it says, charity beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. A friend is understanding, you say. And therefore, and that doesn't mean they overlook wrong things that we do, or that we should overlook wrong things that they do, but they're understanding. And I'll get into that more, and have a couple proverbs that we'll look at on that understanding level. So right now, we'll just end there as far as our climbing the stairs of friendship. And we will go to our prayer group. We have our prayer list. If you thought of anything else, you can share.